Hello there, and welcome to my podcast. I hope you are keeping well and safe and that you are smashing through your podcast goals for 2023 so far. My name is Esrima, and I'm your host. In this chance, I'm going to recommend you about a place you need to put on your bucket list. This one is something truly bucket list worthy. Along with the adventure of peering into an active volcano and breathtaking landscape views with minimal hiking effort. So guess what? Yes, this place is Mandrum. It's located in Indonesia. Indonesia has a variety of natural beauty that cannot be matched by other countries. Ranging from beautiful beaches, charming lakes, to panoramic views of exotic volcanoes. Not only that, Indonesian natural beauty is also covered with local cultural wisdom that makes everyone feel at home. Yeah, it's not surprising that diversity of nature and culture is one of the charms of Indonesia. Mount Bromo, known as Gunung Bromo in the local language of Bahasa, is an active volcano. It is part of the Tengger Massif region in East Java, Indonesia, which is one of the most visited tourist attractions in all of East Java and even Java itself. The volcano is part of the Bromo Tengger Semeru National Park. If you are wondering what the term Bromo means, you are correct if you guess it held some great significance. It is derived from the Javanese pronunciation of Brahma, which is the Hindu creator god. Mount Bromo lies in the middle of a huge crater called the Sea of Sin, which is a protected reserve. There is a total of 5 volcanoes inside the crater, including Mount Bromo, Mount Batok, Mount Kursi, Mount Wetengan, and Mount Widodaren. On a typical tour, you will visit the viewpoints on Mount Pananjakan that look back into the crater and towards Bromo. Visit inside the crater at the Sea of Sin and have the option to submit Mount Bromo itself. When visiting Indonesia, Mount Bromo is basically a necessity to visit regardless of whether you're just looking for a Poho Bali trip. Bromo is actually so well situated that it makes for a great destination to combine with other stops in East Java. One of the most popular tours is the Mount Bromo Ijen Crater Tour, 3 days across Java including a stop at an amazing waterfall. The Mount Bromo tour is truly something that will leave you never wanting to say goodbye to East Java. Whether you choose to tour Bromo only, an Ijen Bromo tour, or even a Mount Bromo Tumpak Se waterfall tour, seriously, you will not be disappointed. And it is safe to visit Mount Bromo, but depending on the level of activity, sometimes the Bureau of Meteorology issues warning about visiting. Bromo is actually so well situated that it makes for a great destination to combine with other stops in East Java. One of the most popular tours is the Mount Bromo Ijen Crater Tour, 3 days across Java including a stop at an amazing waterfall. The Mount Bromo tour is truly something that will leave you never wanting to say goodbye to East Java. Whether you choose to tour Bromo only, an Ijen Bromo tour, or even a Mount Bromo Tumpak Se waterfall tour, seriously, you will not be disappointed. It is safe to visit Mount Bromo, but depending on the level of activity, sometimes the Bureau of Meteorology issues warning about visiting. When you visit Bromo, you can stay in one of the following 3 cities: Malang, Surabaya, or Probolinggo. Surabaya is the furthest away from Bromo. It is a 90-minute car drive from Surabaya to Mount Bromo. Malang is a little closer. It is a 60-minute car drive from Malang to Mount Bromo. And Probolinggo actually overlooks Mount Bromo. So, if you are going to visit Bromo from either Malang or Surabaya, you will also need to arrange a car rental to take you there. Weather forecast from Mount Bromo remains the same all year round. Indonesia only has 2 seasons, dry season and wet season. The wet season starts in November and lasts till mid to end of April. I recommend trying to visit month promo Indonesia just out of the rainy season in May or June. In the months between April or May to October, will most likely the best. Anyway, it is freezing cold in the morning at Dromo. The temperature will be between 0 to 10 degrees with a cold strong wind. The small fires at the food stalls are therefore super comfortable. So be prepared to wear long trousers, socks, closed shoes, a shirt, and a jacket or multiple sweaters. It's not very common to wear long pants and jacket in such a tropical country, but you will need to cover up. I suggest dressing in layers as you probably want to peel some off after you submitted the month promo creator. Here are some adventures you should not miss to experience while you are around month promo. 1. Hike and witness the spectacular sunrise. Ultimate attraction and reason why people travel from far and wide to Mount Bromo is a spectacular sunrise. From a vantage point on a nearby Mount Penanjakan, the sun rises magnificently over majestic Mount Bromo as the center, while the surrounding mountain ranges create an almost surreal atmosphere. It takes about a little over an hour to hike to this vantage point from where your jeep is parked. The sun rises at about 5:30 a.m. Therefore, you have to plan when to start hiking, depending on your fitness. From here, you can also gaze upon the vast desert-like sands below. This is the spot from where most of the iconic picture postcard views are taken. And right after the sunrise, you can get rid of the jacket or sweater as the temperature rises quickly. 2. Jeep adventure on the Sea of Sands. Stretching as far as the eyes can see, the desert-like sand sea around Mount Bromo also offers another adventure. Since jeeps are the only vehicles capable to ride the difficult terrain around Mount Bromo, why not make the most of it and set yourself on an exciting over jeep adventure on the Sea of Sands? There are a lot of operators that will happily arrange an off-road tour around the mountain, so you just need to get yourself ready and prepare for a sensational ride. 3. Horse riding by the Sea of Sands. Another excellent way to enjoy the sensation of the Sea of Sands is by riding a pony. You don't need to be afraid even if you have never been on a horse before, since the horses are usually held by the owners at the lead rope. Away from the noisy and bustling modern-day life, this is definitely one of the best ways to enjoy the tranquility of nature. 4. Hot coffees and sceneries. After your adventure and physical activities, Mount Bromo's cool refreshing climate is a splendid place on its own and a perfect spot to enjoy a steamy cup of coffee. Immerse in the magical beauty of Mount Bromo while enjoying a cup of hot java and some snacks. Restaurants and cafes nearby offer some of the best views of the mountain, so you can have a perfect Bromo coffee break. 5. Sunset picnic at the Savannah. And a fun-filled day with a relaxing sunset picnic and the best views of nature on the other side of Bromo. Located across the Sea of Sand on the southern side of the mountain, you can marvel at the vast savanna and take in the natural tranquility over it at the mountain top. Lie down, relax, and breathe in the beautiful fresh air around you, by yourself, with loved ones, or close friends. Last, join the Yatia Kasada traditional ritual. Every year, during the 40th day of the Kasada moon in the traditional Hindu lunar calendar, the Tengeres conduct the Yatia Kasada ritual to honor Sang Hyang Widi, God Almighty. Therefore, Roro Anteng, the daughter of King Majapahit, and Joko Seger, son of Brahmana, on the day of the event, the crows that have traveled together up the mountain cast offering into the crater of the volcano. These sacrifices include vegetables, fruit, livestock, flowers, and money, and are offered in gratitude for the abundance in agricultural and livestock bounty. Despite the evident danger, some local rakes climbing down into the crater to retrieve the sacrificed goods, believing that they will bring good luck. This is the perfect time to observe the unique culture of the Tengeres community who still cling to their beliefs since the ancient day of the once powerful Majapahit kingdom to this very day. So that's it. If you're looking for the first time adventure of getting up close and personal with an active volcano or just even appreciating the magnificent landscape from afar, then this is definitely worth the trip because it involves no active climbing or walking steep or long distance. It makes it a must-see destination for travelers of all ages. Mount Bromo is notably the most famous volcano in Indonesia due to the fact it is such an easy trip, and the reward of witnessing the Bromo volcano is something that truly leaves you speechless. What's even more exciting is that this adventure in East Java is close to other travel activities like exploring waterfalls and temples, so it makes for an absolutely once-in-a-lifetime trip. The Mount Bromo image and photography from the viewpoint are honestly the most beautiful I ever seen, and can truly say this is one of the few destinations where what you see in the picture is truly what you are getting with no filters needed. So guys, thank you so much guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed. That's all from me. Have a nice day and see you next time.